Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a hangar lease for Lot A at the airport. If you recall, a few months ago, you agreed to buy out the lease for what we called the Leg Hudson Hangar. We've did that, and we put the hangar out to bid. We received two bids back that you saw in your packet. The winning bidder was King Energy LLC. So we have a proposed lease with them. Let's go over some of the details with you real quick. And Zach King, who's the owner of King Energy LLC, is here today in case you have any questions about what he intends to do with the hangar. Basically, it's a short-term lease, 2 years, the first term, with 2 one-year options. The proposed rent is $1,125 a month. The minimum bid in the RFP was $500 a month, so we think we did very well on that side. We're going to allow certain things in the hangar. The first proposed use is an aerial marketing company or service, and then there's several other flight schools, hangar store, aircraft storage, and storage of his own aircraft that are permitted under the lease. The usual no assignment, no subletting without your approval. We've agreed to pay the utilities for the hangar, which, you know, when you look at the amount of rent, that's actually a good deal for us. We'll maintain the exterior of the hangar and the hangar door, like we do with all the other hangars that we own. And then we have the usual insurance requirements. So that's our proposal. If you have any questions.
What would be the estimate of a monthly utilities on a facility like that? What is it typically?
Well, we pay the utilities on a couple of other hangars. We think $125 a month is probably on the high side. So included in, you subtract that out, it's still a good deal.
Okay, and are they permitted to? I mean, are they permitted to do an activity in there that would maybe generate, use a lot of electricity? Could they start a shop in there and have a bunch of electrical gadgets?
They would be, but the $125 I think would cover that. Based on, like I said, we paid utilities for some of the other hangars, and that's a comparable activity. So, this also generates quite a bit of aircraft activity, which we'll get about 12 cents a gallon of on each gallon of fuel that they buy at the airport. So that just adds to the amount.
You have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the Council President to execute an airplane hangar lease agreement with King Energy LLC for Lot A at Delaware Coastal Airport.
Pleasure, your council.
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe that motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And who is the applicant? Did you say he's here?
Zach King.
Okay. Just want to see who he is.
Thanks, Jim. Mr. Moore,
make sure he wasn't in orange jumpsuit.
Public hearing.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. As you indicated, this is the time and place for a public hearing on an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $3,887,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the expansion of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith. First, we'll have a short presentation from Ms. Jennings explaining the ordinance. After that time, the council will have an opportunity to question Ms. Jennings concerning that. And then after that, we will open this up for any member of the public who would like to speak. And then after that, the council, and after the public hearing is closed, the council may act on it. At this point, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. As Mr. Moore stated, the ordinance is to authorize the issuance of $3,887,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the cost of the design, construction, and equipment of the expansion of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. The bonds are backed by the county's full faith and credit and are expected to be paid back over 40 years through revenues from the expansion of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. This bond issuance is within the legal debt limit of the county. It is anticipated that the bonds will be sold to the United States of America Rural Utility Services. The bonds will provide the funding for the boundaries of the area known as Millville Phase 3 Expansion, State Route 26, and a spur line project along State Route 26 for additional sewer service. The funding for the expansion is in line with what is presented at the public hearing on March 2013. That is it.
Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone here that would like to speak? Mr. Kramer.
Don't chuckle.
Happy New Year.
You'll never have one. My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road, if anybody wants to know. Now, the question I have, with all this molding money you guys got laying around, why don't you finance that bond instead of going out to the public and having more interest when you could collect it yourself and pay for that bond itself?
I know we should not be.
Is there any other member of the public that would like to speak? Is there anyone else here that would like to speak on this issue? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if you desire, we could close the public record and have a
vote. We'll close the public hearing. Is it okay with council for the public record?
Yes.
Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $3,887,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the expansion of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe that's what you carry. Lawrence Lang.